نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of both. He is the creator of Haqq also and He is the creator of Batil also. Since the very beginning, this war between Haqq and Batil is going on. There is truth and there is falsehood. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ Allah gives example, Allah gives explanation of Haqq also and Batil also. But Haqq is always going to prevail. Haqq is always going to win over Batil. But the only requirement for Haqq to prevail over Batil is the Haqq has to be pure Haqq. 99.99% is not going to work. It has to be 100% pure Haqq, not mixed with any Batil. Then it is going to demolish Batil, no matter how small it is. So, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the end, this war is going to keep on taking place. But the greatest show of this war, the greatest incident of this was the Battle of Badr, which we recite. The ayat we recited today in the fourth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, Allah tells the Battle of Badr. That ulama has written that there was no greater incident than Badr going to take place until the Day of Judgment. That is the greatest incident ever took place. 313, not equipped with any weapons, very small in number, not many conveyance with them, and in front of them enemy is well equipped and the enemy is they are far better than them in their health. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu, when he migrated to Medina, so what we need to understand, These stories which we are told about Haqq and Batil in Quran, they are not just fairy tales to listen. No, there are big lessons in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to raise and increase our iman, our belief in Allah by listening to these stories. In one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ Remind them with the days of Allah. Those specific days in which Allah openly showed what is Haqq and what is Batil. Open, it was all open, clear. Haqq. Haqq came openly. Clearly. Everyone can see. In fact, in one riwayat it comes that some of the disbelievers, those who brought Islam later on, they said that we were in the Battle of Badr and we were hiding ourselves on the top of the mountain. And at the time of the battle, we ourselves saw angels coming down from the sky. Disbelievers. Because the belief of the believers was on the highest level. So their belief showed the help of Allah even to the disbelievers. Haqq prevailed. Haqq prevailed. So my dear brothers and sisters, nowadays Muslims are not prevailing. They are not on the top. And not helped by Allah the way they are supposed to be helped. Reason is The haq is there, but it is mixed with batil. It is mixed with batil. It's a very strange example, but this is what it is. You have a gallon water. You have a gallon of milk, and you just mix one drop of urine into it. Nobody is drinking it is a faraway thing. Nobody will even touch it. So Allah wants that iman. Allah wants that amal. Allah wants that qualities. So 13 years of Makkan life was to produce that pure haq. And the show of that pure haq was in the first year after Hijrah in the Battle of Badr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, everybody knows the story, that they never left Medina with the intention of fight. They left to get to fight with the caravan of Abu Sufyan, which was only 40 people. And they were carrying a lot of goods. So Muslims, they left with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to took over that caravan and to get all the goods from them. But Abu Sufyan, he sensed it that the Muslims are coming from Medina to attack on me. So that's why he changed his route and sent information to Makkah so they can send the army. And then when this messenger came to Makkah and he said that the Muslims have left to attack on their caravan. Oh, that was like fire in Makkah. Everyone got ready to attack. They were already having so much hatred in their hearts and they already wanted to annihilate the Muslims. So now they all left equipped with the weapons and wealth and food and slave women. Because they were saying, we are well in power. We're gonna finish Islam now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through revelation, he could have let him know that the army is coming. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to tell the entire mankind, when people will have pure haq with them, I am going to be with them. My help is going to be with them. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَيْنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ. Is it not enough? You were telling the Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you were telling the Sahaba, أَلَيْنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. 3,000 angels is not enough, which are going to be descended. But then, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبَكُمْ بِهِ. And then 5,000 angels. And then Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of these angels are just to satisfy your heart. The real, وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ. I am going to be with you in the battlefield. I am going to be with you in the battlefield. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, we were in the battlefield and all of a sudden we felt a wind blew. A strong wind blew. So I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what it is? So he said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has just descended with this many angels. Then another wind blew, strong wind blew. He said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? He said, now Mikail has come with this many. Ya Allah. So they had so pure hearts, totally attached with Allah, totally free from sins, from the disobedience of Allah. That's why Allah was with them. Now this is what ulama has written, that the angels came down in Badr are still alive, are still there. But the people, the hearts were present in Badr, that those hearts are vanished from the face of earth. We need to bring those hearts back into our chest. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he came into the fold of Islam very late. So he only witnessed one battle. And he witnessed one battle, which was Ghazwa Muta. In that, the enemy was 100,000. Not 1,000. How many? 100,000. And Muslims were 3,000. 100,000 here, and Muslims are only 3,000. So his color, his face color started changing. So one very old Sahabi was standing next to him. He said, Abu Huraira, are you afraid? Are you scared? So he said, yes, I'm afraid. I'm scared. So he said, Lam tashhad badran, you have not witnessed Badr. You have not witnessed Badr, otherwise it would not happen. We never win on the basis of on our account. We never win on that. We win either with the help of Allah or we lose without the help of Allah. That's what it is. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every night when he used to wake up for tahajjud, he used to say this. Allahumma antal haq. Oh Allah, you are haq. You are truth. Wa qawluka haq. Your kalam is haq. Wa wa'aduka haq. Your promise is haq. Wa rasuluka haq. Wa nabiyuka haq. Wal jannatu haq. Wa naru haq. We need to remind ourselves. We need to bring this belief in our hearts. That this, what we believe in, is haq, is reality. It's reality. And we need to ask Allah to grant us this reality. Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. Wa arinal batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. Because this is what fitna is. This is what fitna means. Nowadays we live in a time of fitna. What happens in the time of fitna? That haqq gets mixed up with batil so much that people fail to recognize what haqq is and what batil is. The batil comes in the appearance of haqq. How are you going to recognize it? How are you going to recognize it? So the only way we can recognize haqq is asking Allah, Allah, show us haqq as haqq and grant us to follow, ability to follow it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.